Let's now review homologous recombination as a repair mechanism. In this example, two homologous DNA strands are shown. Let's say they both represent chromosome 1. So one copy of chromosome 1 is shown in grey, with the other copy shown in orange. A double strand break is induced in the grey chromosome. This double strand break activates ATM kinase, which leads to the activation of various nucleases that process the break by removing some nucleotides. This creates single-stranded DNA with exposed 3' ends. Various proteins such as BRCA1, BRCA2, and RAD51 polymerize these single-stranded 3' ends to form a nucleoprotein filament. When this is formed, RAD52 and the nucleoprotein filament searches for the homologous region in the second undamaged chromosome. Once the homologous region is identified, strand invasion occurs, forming a D-loop and creating what is also known as the holiday junction. During this process, the 3' end base pairs to its complementary strand in the homologous chromosome. DNA polymerase then synthesizes and elongates the 3' end of the damaged DNA using the undamaged chromosome as a template. After the invading strand has copied the DNA from the template, the holiday junction is resolved and the 3' end of the invading strand pairs with the single-stranded 3' end of the damaged strand. Following this, DNA polymerase synthesizes the DNA using the newly synthesized DNA as a template, and the repair is sealed by DNA ligase. As you can see, this is a very precise repair mechanism, much like base or nucleotide excision repair, but considerably more complex to undertake.